Brothers and sisters, comrades, the subject of the theme of the whole conference is Stop the War, Change the World. And that was the theme or the title that we chose before the war took the turn that it has, in which I think in the immediate future, we'll be looking at the question of opposition to an occupation and the plans for future wars in the Middle East, or threats of wars in the Middle East, and in addition, threats of war in Southeast Asia. I start with that, a sober statement of where we're at politically, because I think that the most important thing for us to grasp about this war is the character of the system that has driven, that has brought this war about, and that as the saying goes, we haven't seen anything yet. As devastating as the attack on Iraq has been, the costs of maintaining or sustaining a victory, quote-unquote, a U.S. victory, and then an occupation, will increase the costs even more. Just take a look at some of the headlines in the papers of the last day to kind of get a sense of what's in store. First, there's this, which I think speaks for itself. This is today's Sun Times. Tidying up the chaos is the headline. For those of you who can't see it. That's what the headline is, and it's a long discussion of the need of American troops and the need of American troops to maintain or begin to take up the question of maintaining order in Baghdad. Yesterday's Financial Times gave some idea of what maintaining order is. Here's the lead on the secondary story in the front page, which reads as follows. Soldiers of the U.S. 5th Marines on the streets of Baghdad yesterday were so unnerved by attacks from Iraqi fighters in civilian clothes that they opened fire repeatedly on unarmed men, women, and children. And the story goes on in that ilk. And that's after the taking of Baghdad, after the victory. Well, it hasn't yet been declared a victory because Bush can't declare it. Tommy Franks has declared all that PR stuff. But after they say that the Saddam Hussein regime has collapsed and we are beginning to take it, we're beginning to take the country, unarmed men, women, and children shot at indiscriminately. In Mosul, there's a little story here about Mosul today in the Chicago Tribune. And I'm quoting here Lieutenant Colonel Robert Waltemeyer, the Special Operations Commander for Northern Iraq. The assertion that we're somehow late in getting into Mosul is not at all true, said Lieutenant Colonel Robert Waltemeyer. A lot of local parties are contesting power there now. I'm not risking my men until I get the whole picture of what's going on in the city. You got that? The assertion that we're not doing anything is completely untrue. We're not doing anything because we don't want to risk our men. In other words, you've just bombed the country. All institutions of authority have collapsed. Complaints from other capitalist countries that the Geneva Convention says you bomb a country have some semblance of maintaining order instead of allowing armed thugs to take to the streets and so on and so forth. Forget it. Not our problem. Won't risk our men. However, the New York Times reports that they are protecting the oil ministry. Of all the government buildings that have not been ransacked, the oil ministry is kept intact. But the most frightening one, and for those of the stories today, and for those who remember the Gulf War of 1990 and 91, is that this war is not a war to end wars. It's a war to assert the right of the United States to fight more wars. And in terms of asserting that right, you have to then teach the enemy a lesson. Last time, it was the turkey shoot. For people who don't know what the turkey shoot was, that was the quote from one of the Air Force, one of the pilots for the Air Force, who said, you know, it's just like a turkey shoot, shooting fish in a barrel on the highway, what became known as the Highway to Death, where the retreating Iraqi army leaving Kuwait was rained upon with a mass of weaponry from the sky. The Nintendo Warrior stuff, all of that kind of talk. And people thought, this is barbarism. It is barbarism. It has a logic. The logic is, we have to teach the world that what we say goes. Here's the line in the sand, do not